On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk, the catbird seat, if you will. And Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass in the studio with us now. Vinny Klaus. Oh, nope, that's at 8 o'clock. Sorry, I got the wrong guy. Good morning. Taylor Lightman is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mark. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I just wanted to see your face. But Taylor Lightman is back. Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods, and is really, is this your busy time? Is there such a thing?
There is a busy time, and this is in fact it. Yes.
Okay. Well, sure. You got River Road Holiday this Sunday, so that's got to get ready for that.
Absolutely.
Lewisburg Neighborhoods is a nonprofit organization that is located up in Lewisburg that promotes community gatherings and resiliency, and what else? What's the actual definition?
So we are committed to revitalizing the various neighborhoods of Lewisburg Borough, and there are a couple. We've existed since about 2007. We've brought in about $4 million of grant funding into the borough for various projects, including the Bull Run Greenway, as well as streetscapes improvement projects and stuff like that. We also do a little bit of policy work to try and get Lewisburg revitalized, and we do programming, which is the stuff I'm usually in here talking about, and that's litter pickups and tree plantings and River Road Holidays and such.
Well, those are the things you got to put on your calendar, but we are going to talk today about housing policy and the housing work group that has formed. I sort of saved that for the second half, but let's begin with the end in mind and just two or three sentences about what we'll be discussing, because that's important.
Yeah. So about a year ago, actually, a group of my board and borough councilors and other stakeholders got together to look at, well, gee, what can we do to improve housing in Lewisburg? And we came up with a couple of different strategies, and we're working through them now, and I'll look forward to talking with you about those later.
And when you say improve housing, you mean the availability, I presume, is the underlying issue?
Well, we're interested in expanding the supply of housing. We're interested in tackling affordability, and then we're also thinking about how we can better enforce our codes to make the houses that we currently have a little bit safer.
All right, and construction really isn't the outcome of these conversations. It's using existing buildings and just thinking out of the box and being creative, maybe.
I wouldn't put construction not out of the question. I think we all want to see our tax base grow, and one way to do that is to build more housing, and I think in some way that's what Lewisburg needs to do.
All right, so that's what we're going to talk about. That'll be in the second half of our program. But first, let's take things in order of their occurrence, which would put us on River Road Holiday this Saturday. How long, or Sunday, how long have these been happening? And tell us really just a big party that this is.
Yeah, so these have been happening for about 10 years, I want to say. We stopped a little bit during the pandemic, and then this will be the third one that I organize. We try and do them about every 6 months. And we shut down River Road north of town from the community garden to Riverwoods to cars for about 4 hours and open up the space to walkers, bikers, pedestrians of all sorts, whether you're on a rollerblades or a wheelchair, walking your dog, pulling your kid along in a red wagon. I've seen it all. People come out in droves because they love being on that road when there's no cars there.
Yeah, people don't realize that you got the water of Buffalo Creek that's there to look at, and the creek will be down, so hopefully we get back to some clear water there, and the Susquehanna River will be back down, so that'll be nice there. So just tell us, describe, if folks haven't been on River Road, have driven on it 100 times and only walked on it once, but it's amazing.
It is amazing, and we have a couple of different activities going on there, one of which is the Audubon Society, our local Seven Mountains Audubon Society. They've been there the last 3 ones, and they love it there because they always see something really incredible there. So they'll bring out their spotting scopes and binoculars, and give folks a chance to look at some birds. And usually they've set something up on a specific tree where some birds are, so you can kind of skip all the hassle of birding and just see some birds. So they'll be there. Lynx Cyclery will be there. That used to be Earl's Bike Shop, and now it's Lynx Cyclery. They're going to be doing free bike safety checks. We're going to actually have a Tai Chi demonstration from Li Shu Feng Chu Kung Fu at 2 to 3. And then we're also going to have a puppet show, which is very fun. That's going to start at 3:30 with an open rehearsal from 1 to 3. So folks can come and actually be a part of the puppet show. That's going to be very exciting. So come between 1 and 3 if you want to participate in the puppet show at 3:30. Local boy Tanner Bingaman will be bringing his banjo and playing some songs and busking for music it should be a real happening day.
Busking, a reference to playing for free but with accepting donations as you either move or stationary, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And so the River Road Holiday, of course, now these are some of the things that you've done, but you could just block the road and let people walk and that would be enough because it's just so nice up there.
That would be enough. I always tell people that the real star of the show is the river mm-hmm. because just sitting there and looking at the water is just really peaceful. And it makes it all worth it. And being there without the noise of cars whizzing by you is just really something special. And I wish we did it more than every 6 months because it's really special. But come down. It's on Mother's Day from 1 to 5. Bring your mother.
Yeah, every Sunday afternoon would be nice.
It would be nice. That would be a lot of work, and I don't think PennDOT would like that. But.
Well, you know, they're touchy, but
yeah.
Honestly, and I think you like to think big. So, what do you think could happen in the years ahead to embrace that section of the river?
I think it starts with doing these more often. Big picture, I would like to see a modal filter so that only emergency vehicles and local trips are on that road because, you know, it's just really beautiful and it would be nice to not have that be basically a cut through. People use that road instead of going on Route 15, which is a real shame.
CHIPS, car, high occupancy vehicle, what does CHIPS, local CHIPS only, local traffic only?
Yeah, just local traffic.
I gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
Super. All right, so River Road Holiday this Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., great Mother's Day observance for folks.
Yeah, and I have to thank our sponsors, J.F. Kiley, Evangelical Community Hospital. They're really generous to us, as also the Bucknell Community Engagement Fund.
And what's your tie to J.F. Kiley? We see them all over around here working on everything, fixing generators and doing all kinds of good things, contracting.
They provide all of the signage. Their crew handles that for us, and it's a really generous community thing that they do to give back.
All right, and of course, Evan in charge of health and wellness around here, so we're grateful for that. All right, so that's the River Road Holiday this Sunday. Let's scan down the list of other things you got cooking because there's
Absolutely.
Really quite a bit going on. What's next? Public paddle?
Public paddle is the boats are out. We've had our first safety briefing. The next one is on the 21st of May at 6:30. This is at the intersection of South Front Street and St. George Street. So come there, or if you want a special safety briefing, just email us, info@lewisburgneighborhoods.org. We'll get that ready for you. This is a program that the Dagenstein Foundation has supported because they know that it's important to foster this connection between town and the river. And this is just, it's a low-cost kayak rental and canoe rental. To get folks on the river, I think that's absolutely critical when we think about fostering that connection, respecting the water, and I think all kinds of things happen when we start to do that. I think we have more environmental stewardship, we respect our flood danger more, and I think getting folks out on the water is just a good.
And are there talks about Lewisburg even further embracing the river, maybe making the riverbank or that particular area even more accessible and more amenable to visitors or, sitting or something like that?
I think that is a big picture discussion that Lewisburg should have. Right now, we're really focused on the Bull Run Greenway because that is more about flood mitigation and recreation and cultural improvements. And we can do a lot of good by continuing our plan to mitigate along Buffalo or along Bull Run. We can't do really that much about river flooding, unfortunately. So I think that's our tackling our riverfront is maybe one down on the list from tackling our Bull Run.
Well, if you can waterfront, you've already lowered floods an inch or so, and you got more on the way right now. Let's get one sentence about the Hufanago Park work, and then we will have to take a pause here.
Absolutely. Folks that have been downtown have likely noticed that construction has started on the Hufanago Park project. It started on May 1st, and hopefully it will be done in the fall. That Hufanago Park parking lot between Market Street and St. Louis is closed for the duration of the construction. The bathroom remains open. St. Louis Street remains open. Great spot to watch construction is along South 6th Street, and I've gone there and watched it quite a great deal. You don't have a fence in the way. You can really it's pretty cool actually. And the finished product of this is going to be absolutely stunning. And Lewisburg Borough and DCED and all the other financial sponsors are going to be really proud of that project. And I think we as a town are going to be so thankful for the vision of this project once it's complete.
Did you cut down the tree yet?
The tree is down. There are a couple trees that are down. Many more will be planted in their place. And this can be a park that will serve the Lewisburg community well for 50, 75, maybe 100 years down the road.
A big cog in your flood mitigation gears as well. So we're going to keep talking about that. All right, we'll finish the Hufanago Park construction conversation a little later. Yeah, I haven't been downtown in Lewisburg in almost 20 hours, so I got to get back there. I saw you downtown yesterday, so that was fun. All right, so folks, we're going to take a quick break, but Taylor Lightman is here, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. We'll take a pause. We'll be back at about 7:42 or so. Talking about, among other things, Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. They're going to be out there, help us do some bird watching with a lot of their information. Tai Chi demonstration, a puppet show. Participation sign-in starts at a little after 1 o'clock, but then the puppet show itself with local community participants is at 3:30. Your banjo guy is going to be down there. And what else?
The river.
Oh, yeah, you brought the Susquehanna River down. Good for you. Okay, yeah, and Evangelical Community Hospital in Kylie, right?
Yeah, and the Bucknell Community Engagement Fund.
Super. Okay, are your sponsors making all this happen? So bring your sidewalk chalk. You can write in the road and enjoy it this Sunday. AccuWeather says mostly cloudy and comfortable, high 72. So far, so good.
Excellent.
All right, so that's happening. All right, and the public paddle opportunities, we did talk about that. LewisburgNeighborhoods.org if you want to check that out. The next briefing is on the 21st at 6:30. Green Team, tell us about these good workers.
Green Team stewards Lewisburg Landing and Mariah's Garden. Every Monday from 6 to 7, they remove invasive species, tend to the parks, and you can go. It's a one-hour commitment every week. You can pop in or be a regular, as many in the neighborhood are. So that's every Monday from 6 to 7. We have the Slow Roll every Wednesday that starts at 6:30. That's a slow community bike ride. All are welcome. Every week, Wednesday, 6:30.
Where?
We meet at the intersection of the rail trail and Market Street.
Oh, okay. Where Amami used to be.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, old Amami.
Right, there you go. Okay, super. All right, and let's elaborate on the Hufanago Park construction. We started to talk about that a little bit. The parking lot is closed. That's sort of the front-facing bit that everybody's probably most concerned about. But there's free parking across Market Street back in the shaded area. So that's like the best parking lot in history.
In the piers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. I don't know why more people don't park there.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, not everybody likes to walk half a block, but that's where I always go. Fantastic place to go. But anyway, so back to the construction. They're hauling. I saw it yesterday, and so they're hauling out tons and tons of dirt. How's that working?
Absolutely. So there's a couple elements of this project. The one that I'm most excited about is the flood mitigation. We're actually going to bring the whole park down, and that will shrink the floodplain by allowing more water holding capacity there. It's also going to quiet down the velocity of the water when we do have adverse flooding events, because before it was kind of high-walled riprap, and now the flood water will actually be able to spill into the park and calm it all down. And we saw this strategy in effect almost immediately when we did this just south in Kittsburg. And it's very effective. You know, that water in there is some of the fastest along the Bull Run. And when we have adverse flooding events, it's the water is bad. But if you get quick moving water that's going into people's living rooms and stuff like that, that is what is really deadly and damaging.
So that's what you're trying, and you've already reduced the flood level, they say, about an inch or so because of the work at the Kittsburg area.
Between 4 and 6 inches, actually.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, yeah. So significant changes there downstream.
So that's one element of the project. Another element of the project is that we're opening the accessibility of the project by removing stairs and adding ADA accessible ramps. We're also adding a bus pull-in or on Market Street, just to accommodate folks with different abilities, so that they can also enjoy the good programming that we have in downtown Lewisburg at Hoofnagle Park. And then, of course, the real star of the show is the new stage and amphitheater that can better accommodate larger performances with updated sound and lighting and more seating. I think everybody's excited about all three.
Okay, and this new amphitheater is going to have plenty of power instead of an outlet, and and of course it's going to be near the restrooms and seating, accessible seating also.
Yeah, and you know, something that is really cool about this project is it's a local team that did the design work. Ted Strasser designed the stage. And Ted knows Lewisburg, and Ted knows that Lewisburg floods, so all of the outlets and everything are actually above the 100-year zone. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to, like, reach up to plug something in, which is really cool because after a flood, we'll just need to pressure wash the stage off, and then we're ready to go, maybe, you know, as soon as the water recedes, which is really cool and a good way that we can adapt to a changing future, changing climate.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's the amphitheater, the parking area, the flood mitigation, Kittsburg area, that is open. Kids can go there?
That is open, ready to go. We had to close it over the winter to seed some more grass, but all is open. It's well used.
Yeah, I saw some. You know, I saw tons of kids there playing there yesterday. So it's definitely a favorite spot already. One of our good listeners asks a question about reducing illegal muffler noise and loud college parties. This is something that is being brought up and talked about in Lewisburg.
Yes, particularly with the loud college parties. That was the subject of a borough council work session last night.
Bringing, you were there.
And I was there, yeah, bringing police and code enforcement in to discuss some changes that they think they could make to make that neighborhood safer and better for everybody.
Okay. And LewisburgNeighborhoods.org takes a position on this or follows it? Or I think of it as these as law enforcement, but you're saying you're listening to this conversation?
Yeah, something that Lewisburg Neighborhoods does is we go and we clean up that neighborhood after the students make a wreck of it. So, of course, anything that's forward momentum on making that neighborhood a safer and better environment for families, we're absolutely in favor of. I haven't seen what it was that code enforcement and the police proposed as changes, so I don't think at this point Lewisburg Neighborhoods has a position on it.
Okay.
But anything, I think, would be an improvement.
Right, and you're active in participating, and, well, credit to you for being part of that conversation. So
yeah, and, you know,
it's got to happen.
It was in January that we had a house fire on South 6th Street, and you know, a couple of Bucknell kids are really lucky to have their lives, and they're, you know, thanks to the William Cameron Engine Company for getting down there. I think they responded to the call in less than 20 minutes and were able to save the lives of these students, and that's an untenable situation, and I think I'm thankful that Lewisburg Borough sees this as a problem and something that we need to address.
What's the noise connection in the house fire?
Well, this is just general improvements in this neighborhood, and better code enforcement.
All right, so to be continued there.
Yeah.
The housing policy, dig into this. You're going to have to start at the beginning, and we have 3 minutes for it. So.
3 minutes for it, okay.
Well, which in radio time is 20 minutes.
Yes, okay. So about a year ago, Lewisburg Neighborhoods formed an ad hoc, or I guess not an ad hoc, but a regular study group to look at the issue of housing in Lewisburg. And we talked with a lot of people that know a lot about this, the code enforcement, the Union County Housing Authority, and we determined that we need to have more housing. Our housing needs to be more affordable, and then we also need to work on our code enforcement so that the houses that we do have are safer for families and residents. And to that end, one of the low-hanging fruit that we've been working on that I think is about ready to come before council is an accessory dwelling unit ordinance. Lewisburg Borough has, all of these fantastic carriage sheds and garages that are historical and wonderful, and this ordinance basically would just allow folks to have a bonus unit in the back, so long as they meet criteria around flooding and safety and parking. So this is just basically a way to allow gentle density improvements in the borough. And an accessory dwelling unit, I've been reading a lot about this. The AARP is particularly interested in seeing these happen more because it allows for more affordable housing and allows for different kind of housing. A lot of folks don't want to live in a single family home or even a duplex. Older folks, younger folks, maybe people with disabilities, to have maybe a studio is the better housing option. And Lewisburg Borough, most of our housing is single family homes. And we do have some duplexes and triplexes and apartment buildings, yes. But this will allow us to maybe create more different types of units for people that want a different living situation. A lot of times these are called mother-in-law units or in-law apartments or something like that. And they're not just for in-laws. but we're looking forward to this happening in the borough. And I think it'll be a great improvement that'll improve affordability as well as supply.
Well, every in-law is somebody's mom, so
yeah,
you can think of it that way. Okay. So, and at present, if you have a fantastic garage that's sturdy and fix up a bull in one floor, you cannot use that for housing at this time?
You could, but you couldn't rent it.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you can't use it in a commercial setting.
Yeah.
So this would allow you to use it as a rental or...
Correct, yeah.
And maybe even subdivide? Is that part of this?
You wouldn't be able to subdivide it with the accessory dwelling unit, but you theoretically could subdivide it already if you wanted to.
And how many... Let's suppose all the big thinkers in Lewisburg did this. Well, we only have about 30 seconds left, but how many units could you add if you kind of open this up more?
Well, I don't have a good answer for you on that, but there's a limited number of people that I think are interested in doing this to begin with, and a limited number of properties where this would be feasible. But I hope that it will be something that we can do, and I suspect that many people will in fact be interested and do this.
And we'll do that. All right. Well, fantastic. Taylor Lightman, we'll see you at River Road Holiday this Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., LewisburgNeighborhoods.org for more information. Thank you so much, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Mark.